Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Part 3, Brother DeWall?
Hmm?
Is it, what is part three? I mean, what, where we at, you know?
Oh, you and I?
No, the topic we're talking about, bro, the one. Come on now.
Oh, this I'm trying. My phone is, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to get in the right spot.
Yeah, well, get in a good spot and stop.
Let me just make sure this brother, another brother, just somebody just put the one on the phone, just call in. Is this brother Oliver?
That should be him.
That's not the number you said, but it was just they just called in, push one, so I was just checking.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's try to get him in. It's a 214 number. The last is 9272. The last four on it. But okay. I have now. He may be calling some.
He probably still taking it in.
We don't want to keep the people waiting. But I told him to call in around 12:45, and he said he called around 12, because your lines be full.
I don't see him on the line. He probably can't get in. The only way he could get in, there's only one way to get him in. I got to take somebody out.
Okay, well, I hate to take him out because he's important to the call because he's been studying this astrology thing for quite a while, and he wanted to be a part of the program today, and I brought him on as a guest to help with the brain clarification to the topic.
All he has to do is call Drew.
He ain't got Drew's number, Brother DeWall. He don't know he got the station number.
Well, there's no way you can
get
him.
I don't have his number. If I had his number, I could just push it.
Drew, here's his number here, okay?
Okay, give it to me.
214.
Okay.
729.
Okay.
9272.
Okay. All right. Y'all go ahead. I'll get him in.
Okay, then. That'll work. All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
Now, but I got it. You're the host. You're the man. So what's the topic, DeWall?
We studying astrology, part three, with Kai Haynes.
With Kai Haynes. Okay. Yeah, the topic is African people, a European astrology, a mental genocide, part three. Brother DeWall brought us back to continue the journey and to bring more clarification to it. I talked to a good friend of mine, Brother Oliver DeRose, be with us years ago over there at Bet Yehuda on Keith in Dallas. He studied astrology a long time, and we bringing him on to sort of have a conversation. Those of you in the audience, we ask you at this time, go get your pencil and paper and take notes, get the record out and record, because this is the game changer for the indigenous people here in this diaspora in America. You're trying to get free? Well, you cannot get free using a man's stuff that's got you in captivity. See, you can't fight and beg, too. You can't beg for the master's crumb from his table and then want to run the master off. So in order for us to break this matrix of this thing that we're in, we've got to leave the man's system. What we discovered, because of so many people out there now, we're into astrology and astronomy and tarot cards and all these things, and you're still calling on Greek gods through the months, through the zodiac. You call on Greek gods through the days of the week. You call on Greek gods through the days and the months. And as long as you're doing that, you can ever be free psychologically and free yourself from the bondage of the matrix that the Greco-Romans have put you under, which the world have adopted, many of the world have adopted, but those who are striving for success have their own astronomy and have their own charts. So we here in this diaspora, we found out that we've been badly misled because of what the Romans did back in, what Julius Caesar did back in 46 B.C., and what Pope Gregory the 13th did when he had the calendar changed from the Gregorian calendar. You say something, Brother Drew?
You got him on?
Okay. Got Brother Oliver on.
Yeah.
What I'm doing, I'm laying some of the foundation. We're going to discuss, because what talked about in time past, during the December 21st, 2020 conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter, according to the Greek calendar, there was a portal open up of information to help us to tap into our ancient ancestral astrology to get us in line with cosmology and nature. And because they went about to destroy the feminine energy, let me put it like this, because the Catholic Church did not like the number 13 and went about to destroy the feminine energy, so they took us off of the matriarch, number 12. And since we've been on that, but for many, many years before they people followed the feminine energy. The feminine energy came online around the best known calendar was found in the Lebombo Mountains along the Lebombo people of about 43,000 years ago, and because the sisters, that the indigenous women, the sisters, that African woman we'll call it, she went about to establish a way to control and deal with agriculture. She found out that the four seasons really move with the movement of the moon, so they created what they call a lunar calendar based off the cycle of the moon and their menstrual period. So for many years, we followed the lunar 13-month, 28-day calendar until the Romans came in and took it over to get us off of the feminine energy and put us on the masculine, because the Romans hated the women. They hated the feminine energy. We've been running around here operating in a false reality based on what we've been told as a child coming up. We base our natal charts off of it. Everything, even our everyday life is based off of it, and it's out of line with nature, and that's why we have so much chaos, because with nature. We're going to share it. Many of us thought the sign we were born under was under that sign, so in 1270 A.D., and they took it, they got rid of it, recognized it quite noise. Are you still there?
Yeah, we still here. Is Brother Cohen still
there? You got anything you want to add to this before I go further?
Brother Oliver,
yeah, we here. Is Brother Oliver still on the line?
I guess he dropped the call. I guess I need to call him back again.
Okay, well, we're going to go on and try to get him back. But tell him when he come on and try to mute his phone so we can get that background noise out. I'm going to share a little information.
It might be on. The phone might be on mute.
Okay, Brother Oliver. He should be able to hear me. I'm calling his name. So let's do a little research. Let's do a little research. When he come on, then I'll let him speak. Many of us, right now, the psychic and astrology industry is a $2.2 billion business operating off of a lot of bad information, because a lot of folks assume that it's right, and they think that the gods gave it to them. Well, it wasn't the gods that gave it to them. It was the Greco-Roman emperors and the Catholic Church that gave it to you. And you cannot win using their game. All you can do is help promote their ideology and their concepts. Well, how you know this is true? Well, they tell you in all of their writings, there's a group called the AFA, the American Federation of Astrology. They was founded back on May 4th, 1938, and they did a lot of study, and they declared that It is not 12 constellations, it's 13 constellations. They went on to remodify the zodiac from the number 12 to the number 13. Let me share some documents along that line. I'm going to ask my goddess to come, and she's going to read from what is your birth chart.
Call that number for your father to see if he's still on.
Okay. While you do that, I'll pull this up. First of all, let's go with the why astrology is so important and how it deals with us. So we're going to deal with what you call your chart is your blueprint or your birth chart. Yeah, will you begin reading clear for us?
Your chart is your blueprint. Your birth chart, which is horoscope, is the map of the skies at the moment of your birth, as seen from the location of your birth.
Oh, did the call drop? Oh, okay. Let me call you back, and I'm gonna call you back and merge you back in.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right.
An accurate chart shows the degree of travel of the sun, moon, and planets, asteroids, and compass points, as well as the aspects and the angles they make with each other. An astrologer uses the birth chart to form a personal connection between the stars and the individual, using the characteristics of the planets and constellations that have been passed down to us from ancient times.
So what it's telling us, these charts and things are answered to use many, many thousands of years ago, but if the chart that we're using is not correct and aligned with the one we had back then, then our whole natal chart, all of our astrological signs, they are incorrect. So we've been following the wrong thing for the last past 3,000 years or better.
A 13 sign of important scientific data to calculate the most accurate horoscope information available in astrology. Relay all the wisdom gained over the thousands of years and objects within the solar system based on their positions.
Continue, please.
The 13 sign astrological system replaces the less accurate tropical sidereal system to present the birth information the way the universe has offered it.
When you operate on a 13 astrological sign, it puts you in harmony with the universal order of things. 12 does not put you in it. We've been mistaught that 12 put us, but 12 is not the number. The 13, because the 13 represents the feminine energy that brings the balance back. You may ask, well, what happened? What happened? Let's find out what happened. Let's see who did what. Well, let me go and look at this. Let's go see who messed us up. Let's see who messed us up. Here we go. Okay, first of all, there's 13 signs. Please read.
The 13th sign is Apayucus.
Apayucus is the 13th sign.
The zodiac has 13, not 12, signs. The constellation of the goddess Apayucus.
Of the goddess Apayucus.
The snake handler.
The great, okay.
Can clearly be seen emerging from Scorpio and leaping up to meet Hercules.
Uh-huh.
Only her foot remains in the ecliptic.
Okay.
She is the birth of the new, the power of the zenith,
mm-hmm.
the culmination of Scorpio's lonely Virgil.
Uh-huh.
Astronomers recognize her as one of the eponymous original signs on the zodiac.
So the signs have always been there. It's just that the Catholic Church and those men of the Roman Empire and Pope Gregory and all of them, they had a condition called they got a word for it. Let me see if there's a word for those that have a fear of the number 13. And I want you to look this word up because this is what a lot of the Europeans suffer from because they cannot deal with the number 13. the number 13, and that is a what they call it. There is a medical term. Let me look it up. Just give me a second. I'm gonna look it up, and you can look it up for yourself. Which means even the Pope had a problem with it. The Pope said, "Well, that's an evil sign. We can't have that." It is called Tuscadophobia. It's spelled TRISKAIDEKAPHOBIA. Tuscadophobia. It is the fear of the number 13. And the Romans had a fear because they said this number was evil. So what did the Romans do? Yay, yay.
The Romans ended female rule.
The Romans ended the female rule. And you realize it was Rome that conquered Egypt around 47 B.C. 46 B.C., they already, long before they already began to change things. But they conquered Egypt in 47. Which once they conquered Egypt, they changed the system in Egypt. So many of you that's following the Egyptian chemic concept of astrology has been polluted because the Romans, after they conquered it, they changed a lot of the science. They changed a lot of the data. They changed a lot of everything because when the victor rules, he didn't leave no signs of the one that lost the battle. So Rome conquered Egypt in 47 B.C. Julius Caesar was killed in 44 B.C., but nobody went back and corrected the chart. And I was saying earlier before I sort of got sidetracked, I'm going to come right back to this, they didn't like seeing the feminine energy running things. The feminine energy among us as indigenous people have been in authority for over 200,000 or 300,000 years. Well, when the signs and power began to change, the European man, the Euro man, could not stand to see the woman in power. The first calendar that was made, physical calendar made, you look, it was called the Lebombo calendar, the Lebombo bone calendar. That's L-E-B-O-M-B-O, bone, founded around the Lebombo Mountains around 44,000 years ago. And it was where that the indigenous female of Akubiland, better known as Africa, she had etched on the bone the markings of the lunar calendar of the 28 days, the 13 cycles of the moon, so she could keep up with agriculture and in the daily pivot of the Nile River when it would flood and would get dry. It was all about being in line with nature and agriculture. We've been following the wrong thing. But remember, the Romans did not like seeing a female in charge. So, yeah, would you please read the record? What did this record say?
The Romans ended female rule. 13 is a number associated with women and witches regarded as sinister and evil.
Anything the white men don't like, he demonizes it and they just try to destroy it.
13 is only unlucky to men.
Come on with it.
It's the number of the female goddess.
Come on.
13 is part of a lunar matriarchal society that pre-ages the Roman Empire and was...
Come on.
The Romans replaced the 13 moon lunar calendar of 28 days.
Make a note of this. 13 months, 28 days, not 31, not 44, not 9. Each 13 months has to have 28 days in order to be in balance. Continue.
Okay. The Romans replaced the 13-month lunar calendar of 28 days with one day left over with their solar 12-month calendar with odd-numbered days.
Odd-numbered days.
And yeah. 1/4 of a day left.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Like history books, the calendars are written by the victors.
Mm-hmm.
The Romans destroyed the female power base by fire and steel.
By war and by, yeah, come on.
And Ptolemy likewise enslaved her astrology in service of Roman aggression and its bloody atrocities.
Say that again. Who was he? Ptolemy?
Ptolemy.
P-T-O-L-E-M-Y. Look him up. He's the one supposed to structure the calendar, but he enslaved her astrology under this patriarch, rather than matriarch. Because he didn't want the woman doing anything. Go ahead.
And Ptolemy likewise enslaved her astrology in service of Roman aggression and its bloody atrocities.
Come on.
Modern tropical astrology is the spawn of the apologist and propagandist of male tyranny, and its use is actually a genuflection to an ideology that represents the worst of human nature.
That word, genuflection. That means to bow down or to kneel or to submit to something else other than yourself. So he said by taking her out and forcing us to bow down to his, it took us out of line with nature and put us on a false number. So when you're operating on the Gregorian calendar, you're operating on a 1260, 12-month, 60-minute calendar. When you're operating on the lunar, on it you're operating on what they call a 1328, 13 months, 28 days. Okay? Brother Oliver, you still there? Brother Oliver. Okay.
I've used this dangerous.
Hey, Brother Cody. Brother
yes,
Cody,
sir.
Excuse me, everybody. Brother Cody. He's listening. He's listening by computer. He said he had instructed me that he'll catch another show because he wants to listen first.
Thank you for getting the point. Let's go back and let's do the mathematics. Let's do the mathematics on that because mathematics is the best way to deal with anything. So myth meets math. Let's deal with that, Yay.
How important is accuracy? Astrology, like astronomy, is based on math and only works if the math works.
The math has to work. Now, I ask you, we was taught that it's 7 days in a week. It's 4 weeks in a month. 52 weeks in a year. If you do the math, it won't add up because 4 divided into 52 is 13, as we talked before. Here's another thing you look at. It's four seasons. It is 4 seasons in a year. Between each season is 13 weeks between each season. 4 times 13 is what? 52. So there's a math. Let's look at something else. We say that if four divided into 50 is 13, it's 13 weeks between all 4 seasons, it comes back to that. So 13 times 28 is 364, not 365.2544. 364 is the number. 6 and 4 is 10, and 3 is what? 13. You're back to the number 13, back to the feminine energy. The whole thing was to get you off the feminine energy. Another thing, to all of our card players out there that use these deck of cards, how many cards is in a deck that we play with? It's 52 cards in a deck. How many suits is in that deck? Everything from ace, deuce, tray, foes, five, king, up to the king. It is 13 suits of that other than the jacks. And they just kicked in there for the jokers. One's a joker and one, you know. So, but it's 13. So, there's a playing card has 13 suits in it, 52 cards. It's synonymous with the time we deal with. But what we've been following does not equate up to what the astrologers say. Well, if you say, well, my sun sign is this. If your sun sign, the sun does not operate in the same sign at the same amount of time. What they did was, they took Ophiuchus out, took some of the days from Ophiuchus and added to the other days, so it make it look like it's on time. They give you a 365 calendar, but it's 365.2422. It's out of time. It won't work. And that's why we're operating what they call an artificial time. Now, myth meets the math, and I'll let you continue, Yay.
Astrology must have an accurate map to interpret the horoscope chart correctly. Only the correct chart showing the true signs of the planets and luminaries can help us interpret them in any meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
Only then can these myths, the ancient traditional symbols as applied to you, be part of a coherent system.
Signs, symbols, and numbers.
Here are the correct signs and their dates of passage.
We'll get off of that later. What I'm going to say, please, if you can, join me at a Pan-African connection on July the 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Sister Equate allowed me to come in and bring in this new calendar and astrology for the new millennium. This is ours, people. And so far, there's no calendar or setup out there like this. You'll be the first to see this because it was brought to me back during the conjunction. The ancestors have allowed me to create this calendar and reconnect the true astrology to astrological signs. Let me slow down. So we can get ourselves out of this matrix because we've been following the wrong thing too long. Too long. So I'm telling you that on July the 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. at a Pan-African connection with our Marcellus in Ann Arbor, meet us there. We're going to get more and more in depth to it. We're going to continue right here. Before I'm getting all tongue-tied, I'm excited, y'all, because I'm glad to know that many people are interested in knowing that we've been following the wrong sign so long and why we're out of time. I'm going to take a break here. Brother Dewar.
Yes, sir.
Got anything you want to say? You want to make a comment? Don't let me do all the talking.
Well, you're doing all the teaching. You're not talking, you're teaching.
I'm just talking. I'm going to teach on the 24th at Pan-African. The day I'm talking. Conversation.
Remind yourself to slow down so they understand. But before
well,
we got
to remind myself to slow down and baby tap me on the shoulder. But I'm excited because go ahead.
Here's what you have to realize as a person, as a single individual, and we're dealing with single individuals, the renewing of your mind. The only way that you can renew your mind is you have to take it back. All books will tell you don't remove the ancient landmarks. Back to the ancient landmarks.
Uh-huh.
The world has been turned upside down because it's been ruled up under the signs, symbols, numbers, and the belief system of a subhuman, which is that we're talking about.
Okay.
It didn't come from you. These you have to go back. It's on net. If you got Netflix, everybody go look at Roman games, the Empire games. It's about the different empires. It starts off with the Romans. Tell you what the Romans believe: homosexuality, what the soldiers believe. You see, you had to understand Rome, the history of Romanus and Remanus. It wasn't any women in this tribe of people. They went out and conquered women. It wasn't. Their belief is totally different. And when they become in full control, then we up under the Delphite orders because the Romans thought the Greeks was the smartest people in the world. You have to know the history in order for you to renew your mind. You can't get back into order until you renew your mind. So it's just like Rabbi White said in a book called Fossilized Customs, if you get rid of the European calendar and get back on your calendar, you be back in time. Because that would do away with all the pagan holidays that you worship, all the paganism and everything. It wouldn't be no all the paganism if you get back on your calendar. Go ahead
but
on,
Cole. And the sad thing about it, you're so true, is that because we're all out of time and we're not in time with cosmology and nature, why so much chaos in the world, you know. So that's why I'm so thankful that the ancestors allowed me to go back and reconnect to our ancient past to bridge the breach. So we can find our way out of this matrix because the way we were stuck in this cycle and couldn't break free because nobody really looked at how important that your nail or your birth chart looked like when it's compared to nature, the signs and symbols of the cosmos, and the laws of nature. And by you being out of time, you're out of balance. Your celestial side is not in harmony with your terrestrial side. Let us remember this. We were first spiritual, and then we were natural. We came from a spiritual realm to a natural realm. And when we came to this planet, we came here as a terrestrial being. We're still trying to balance our head and our heart. We're still trying to balance our spirit and our matter. And right now, there's a constant war going because what we have been taught and been told is all forest. Now we see who the culprit is. It was the Greco-Roman system who had an issue with the feminine energy. So quite naturally, if you don't like a thing, you get rid of it. As we said earlier, it was the Roman Catholic Church that demonized the feminine energy. She demonized in the Bible. She's demonized everywhere. That word woman don't mean womb man. It means a female slave. Look up the etymology of the word woman. W-O-A-N. Etymology means a female slave. Not that you got a womb, because they took you off the feminine when they took you off of what happened in the so-called biblical garden and put you on Eve the woman. And the whole Bible thing is built on woman, submit yourself unto the man. You have no power over the man. That was Greco-Roman teaching and indoctrination. By doing so, they also built a system to further enslave you in your mind called a zodiac. The word zodiac means a circle of animals. That's what it means. Zodiac means circles of animals. We use astrology. We didn't use zodiac. We use astrology. We line up with the laws of nature. And by doing that, we obey the energy because those energies were represented within our bodies, within our chakras, and our seven chakras, within every member of our body. Everything that's in that's so above us operate within us. But if I tell you that it's not correct and you follow what I say and don't do the research, why naturally it's going to benefit me and not you. You cannot go around trying to get free of the oppressor using the oppressor's tools to get your freedom. You got to break free. There's a poem or a saying in a book called This Bridge My Back. The title is The Master's Tool Will Never Dismantle the Master's House. It may give you a few successes, but never genuine gain. As long as you're following this Greco-Roman astrology, zodiac, you will never defeat because it will keep you in a mental state of confusion. So and you can't break that until you get out of that time warp. It's important that we get back to the 13 months, 28 days. We have been fortunate enough through the ancestors to create this calendar, this astrology chart that is based on 13 months, 28 days, 364. Now, yep, there's an odd day, the one day, and it's called the day of celebration, the day out of time. And that is around this project. At the equinox, that day is recognized to celebrate the incoming of the equinox. The day following that starts your calendar. And from that point on, it's every 28 days, the month changes. Every 28 days, not 31, every 28 days it changes. Isn't it ironic? The very day that we choose to be Black History Month only got 28 days in it. Leap year. Well, look at the history of how leap year got. It was between the Greco-Romans and the Egyptians that created the leap year. It wasn't that before. Before the conquering of Egypt, there was nothing called a leap year. It didn't exist. And another thing is ironic. Here you got a day called the 29th day of February. So that comes in before a leap year. Where did the leap year come in at? What planet governs the leap year? It don't line up, people. It does not line up. Okay? So we've got a lot of work to do. But thanks to our ancestors and time and mercy, for instance, we've been allowed to create a calendar and an astrology that lines up with ancient time right to the penny. Well, I'm inviting you, meet us at Pan African on July the 24th from 4 to 7. I want you to bring your questions. I want you to challenge it. Make me out of a lie. Make me prove it because we've been working with this, and the answers have brought this thing to the forefront. Oh, I wish Brother Oliver could get on because we had a good conversation. And those that have studied astrology, go back and do your own research. You got from now to the 24th. Go do the research. Bring your documentation, and let's have a conversation and see if we can't get ourselves out of this monkey mark, because as long as we keep using this man's zodiac charts, his timeline, we'll forever stay enslaved in middle slavery. Why we call it African people and European zodiac are started a mental genocide, because we have been genocide. How you know we've been genocide? According to the law of time. Did you finish this? Yeah, yeah. According to the, what does the law of time say? Law of time say what? Yeah, yeah.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
The law of time is a universal law and principle. It states that time is the universal factor of synchronization.
Uh-huh.
The law of time distinguishes between a natural timing frequency that governs the universal order and an artificial time and frequency which sets modern human civilization apart from the rest of its environment, the bionosphere.
So if we is in the bionosphere or we're in the technosphere. Every culture has its own zodiac astrology, but the indigenous black man here in America. Isn't it ironic that when the story in the Bible says that when the children of Israel was coming out of bondage or being in bondage in Egypt 200 plus years, the first thing they was given by their God was their own astrology. The book said in Exodus the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2, you can read it, the Lord God said unto Moses and Aaron, told says that this shall be the beginning of youth unto you, unto you. I interrupt unto you the beginning of months and your years. It later states in the 13th chapter, verse 1 through 4, it says, remember in the day you came out by the hand of the Lord, in the month of Abib. Jews later changed it to Nicaea, to Nicaea, but the word Abib deals with the barley plant. That barley plant comes in existence at the equinox. Isn't it ironic? No season starts on the first of no month. Everything always falls either in the middle of a month, everything that falls in the middle of the next month or time sign. Nothing starts on the first. Then how can you have a New Year's in January when January is the Greek word, is a Greek sign, I think, for what's that, for what is that number, what, 10 or 12? That's not, it's one of the, it's one of the numbers. January is now, January represents the god Junius, the two-headed god of the Greek mythology. Look them up. These are Greek gods you're naming. And the deity is named, the Greek gods are named after Greek map, numbering system. These are not Ogun. This is not Songo and Babaluae. This is not Oya. This is not Yemuja. You're talking about Greek stuff, but you want to practice an Afrocentric mindset on the Greek authority. That means you got to go through the Greeks to get to yours. When you get there, ain't nothing left. Your days of the week. Brother the walking band, me record on this. The day, on day, you got Sunday, then you got Moon Day, and after that, you got Greek gods.
Every one of them.
Every one of them. So you're naming seven Greek gods every day that you recognize, even because time plays a factor in your everyday life. You're watching your watch for 60 minutes or a day of the month. Everything is done by the calendar and by the month and by the time and season. But you're still under what? Greek mythology and Greek control. You're not calling on your ancestors. You're not calling on the deities. Even in the Bible, the Israelites were told don't call, make no mention of no other gods. Don't call their name. Don't give them no power. Because when you talk about other gods that your parents did not know, that our ancestors did not know, you empowered your enemy over you. And for too long, we as people here in this diaspora, we call on the wrong energy trying to get free. You cry for the crumb from the master's table. Why don't you own the whole damn table? Why don't you own the whole damn bakery? Why you crying for crumbs? Give us this our daily bread. Our desire to crumb to fall. So you'll never get ahead. You may have a few successes, but never genuine gain until you get on your own time frequency. The Chinese got theirs. Muslims got theirs, Hindus got theirs, but the poor Negro in America don't have his. He's still trying to find an answer.
Got somebody else's.
No, because you're finding somebody else's what? Signs and symbols and numbers. Here you got a
Cole.
Chance. Yes.
Go ahead I got it's some things that you said. This word "war man,"
yeah,
that's a compound word. Let's
compound
break this
word.
Shit down. W-O-E, W-O. If we go look in the dictionary, it'll tell you W-O is the same as W-O-E.
Whoa.
It's a compound word, meaning it means two things. So woe means trouble and distress. So
right.
When you say a woe man, you're talking about a trouble and distress man. See, because you wasn't a woe man, you was female first. How in the hell did you become female? I mean, how did you go?
And that's why the
female.
Church decided to demonize the feminine energy and take the power and call you woe man, which means made you a slave to the man. But you, look up Abba Yugas, but let me go back in and bring this around. The third paragraph.
The effect of basing a civilization on artificial timing factors, an irregular calendar, and the mechanical clock has resulted in the creation of an artificial global mantle, the technosphere.
Uh-huh.
By consuming natural resources faster than they can be replaced and creating more waste than can be eliminated, the technosphere operates at the expense of the biosphere.
Hence,
the current global crisis.
Well, we got all this mad and crisis going because even nature's telling us things is wrong. The fish ain't biting right. The tree ain't nothing acting right. They trying to tell us it's time for a restart. When the corona came on, it was a time for a reset. Every major thing in the world that had any impact on life was shut down to zero. Religion, you name it, business, everything went to zero for a restart. But the black man didn't get it. The Negro didn't catch it. It's time for us to go back and start our own. We've got a chance to do it now. When the children left out of Egypt, they started a whole new way of life because they had their own astrology, their own time, and they had their own science to follow. When we allegedly come out of slavery in 1865, what was your sign? Don't tell me no Emancipation Proclamation, because it wasn't there. Because the proclamation did not free you, because Abraham Lincoln created the Emancipation Proclamation on January the 13th, 1863. You didn't get free until 65, according to the storyline. June 19th followers. So the paper did free you only when the war ended. And when the war ended, did you get a new sign of similar power to create your freedom? No, you feel right back in the trap you've been following all the time because you were not allowed to practice your science.
And that word proclamation puts you in a trap because that's only an announcement. The definition
an announcement.
Of announcement.
So there you have it. In order for us to be free, we've got to what? Separate ourselves and come from Monday and be separate. We got to come out with our own thing. You can work in a dual society, but have your own stuff. Every religion, every society has their sacred calendar, and they got their business calendar. They do business on one thing, but everything they do for us, their spirituality, it works off another whole calendar, another line of thinking. Come on.
And here's something that we definitely know for a fact. Me and Cohen definitely know for a fact. We know the year that you was put out of time in 1964 when the Sissons, James Cleveland, took you off of Middle Sea, which all nature is frequencies on Middle Sea, and put you on 440G so you could get that feeling, G, get the Holy Ghost with that goddamn shit. What the sisters gave you in 1964. So you can't get away from me and Cole, because I know when they F you up.
Okay.
See, I know in a chronological, see, when it's one thing about studying with the five W's and the one H in a chronological order using ethnology. You can't get away from me and Cole's ass. We on you like stink on shit. because we know when you, what year that you was taken out of time. In 1960, the timing of white people, when they talk real slow. 2021, he ain't got that draw no more.
No.
He out of time. Why you think the hip-hop music came in? He's out of time. Why it put you on the vibration that you on and here you become a dog and a fool and a bitch and a hoe? Why you think you that? Why are you on this frequency? And anything born after 1970 classify himself as a bitch and a hoe and a dog and a fool. Me and Cole call ourselves soul brothers and soul sisters. So
that,
you can see the difference in that. You see that, how you got screwed up, genocide. See, we'll put you right dead in a chronological order of when you, your ass got them genocide.
Let me finish this last article I got prepared for. Remember, on the 24th of July at 4, from 4 to 7, meet us there at Pan-African and bring your question and let's have a conversation. Yeah, you complete this article that we have so I can get it. Maybe somebody got some questions out there, Brother Drew. Does anybody have any questions on the line before I go any further? We got a few minutes left. Does anyone have any questions?
Just punch one.
Punch one, and we will let you in. You can ask, make a statement or ask a question.
Yeah, let me check, Brother Cohen. Just said go on for a few seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
In dark. Let me pull it back.
All right. Okay.
The law of time affirms that all of the planetary that we are experiencing today are directly related to giving precedence to human laws and machine technology. Natural law. This is due to living a collective misperception of time, known as the 1260 frequency.
60-minute calendar, a clock.
This refers to the 12 months of the irregular Gregorian calendar and a clock. Artificial time disconnects us both as a species. See? No, we never have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1260 frequency time, time is money. In the 1320 frequency,
1328
time
is an art. All right, this is the last thing. I'm going to take a call after this. The law of time affirms what?
That by the nature of the universal time and frequency, the world is already as one. It is only human has chosen separation. The separation is reinforced by separation in time, living by the clock, and the irregular measure the world from being as one.
So our whole problem is that bad calendar we call the Gregorian calendar, and we're on a 12 month and irregular days of a simple rather than 13 months, 28 days. Do we have any questions, Brother Drew?
Yeah, we got a caller calling in on the 6438 is the last digit you own. Caller, press one on the phone. 6438, you own. I guess not, Brother Cody.
All right, we got a few more minutes. Why do we need a 13-month calendar? Yay.
Month, 28-day calendar is a new standard of time for all people everywhere who desire a genuinely new world.
A new look on the world, because it's not a new, it's just a different outlook on things, getting off the old stuff,
If the calendar and time we follow is irregular, artificial, and mechanized, so becomes our mind. As is our mind, so our world becomes. As is our world today.
We're living in a false reality. It's not real. It's out of time with nature. Yay.
It's irregular, artificial, and mechanized. But if the calendar we follow is harmonic and in time and in tune with the nature, natural cycles, so also will our mind become. And so we may return to a way of life more spiritual and in harmony with nature.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this system we're talking about now renews your mind and gives you a different outlook. It's all claimed to say that as a man thinketh, so is he. But if your mind is out of balance, your thoughts are out of balance, you live in an out of balance world. If your thoughts are corrupt, everything is messed up, your world is messed up. And that's why we got so much people right now going to psychics and astrologers trying to find out what's wrong in my head, what's wrong in my life, trying to find balance. And that's why the psychic and astrology industry is making over $2.2 billion a year, because people are trying to find the answer. But you're looking in the wrong place for the answer, because what you're looking for, it's not accurate. And because it's not accurate, your information is not accurate. So you're still living a lie. Now, you got to believe nothing this black man is saying. Matter of fact, I don't want you to believe nothing I'm saying. But I challenge you to do the research and ask yourself honestly, sincerely, am I in harmony with nature and cosmology? Am I in harmony or am I out of balance? Brother Duan?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to rest my case. Anything else?
No, it's just that a person's mind has got to realize this. It's all left up to an individual. You have to realize that you are out of time, and what you're using is didn't come from you. It came from the white man. It came from the subhuman, whatever you want to call it, but it's not your school of thoughts. When you use their calendar, that means that you're saying that I'm a Roman. When you believe in their religion, you're saying I'm a Roman. Because Christianity is Roman Catholic. Everything that you believe in is a Sophite belief system.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in it because when you got your diploma from high school, you got your diploma in what? Roman belief.
Mm-hmm.
When you got your doctor's degree with a summa cum laude and magna cum laude and a cum laude, you got it in Roman Greek mythology of the Romans. You saying I'm a Roman, but your
Brother
skin
Duan,
is black.
I got one piece of information I want to share before we wrap it up, and I want to tell all my people out this. But do you really think that your sign is correct? Your astrology sign is correct, because they're making all kind of money. And I got a question. Do you know your real sign? Since we've been talking about this 13 color, do you know your real sign? But don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised that your birthday no longer falls in the sign you've grown up with. Astrologers gave you
the wrong sign,
at least the wrong degree. Think of the skies yourself, and you'll see the problem. The sun, moon, and the planets are not where astrologers say, not even close. Mainstream tropical astrology is wildly inaccurate, and the laughing stock of science and astrology. Tropical astrology is unsupportable.
It won't hold water. It won't fit. You got to quit. So we've got a couple of minutes left, and I want to say this again. I keep asking people. We'll be in Dallas on the 24th of July at Pan-African Bookstore. Thank you, Sister Quete, from 4 to 7. Then we'll be in Fort Worth at Doc Bookshop over there on Meadow, from 3 to 5 on Sunday. So if you can't make Dallas, be in Fort Worth. We're going to be doing this all over again, because it's high time that we here in the diaspora that claim ourselves to be the indigenous people, the real people, we need to get on a real time. Now, we'll have T-shirts with us, and it'll help you to see things better. Yes, you have a calendar, and T-shirts will be available at both places on the 24th in Dallas, 25th in Fort Worth. Come out there and be with Brother Duan and I and others. I want all your astrologers, I want all you stargazers. I want you all you tarot card readers.